أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين صدق الله العظيم. This is Ayah number 116 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after speaking and addressing our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the love that Allah has for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The address was generally to the whole Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah comes back to the destruction of the people of the past. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ الْأُولَى مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةٍ. Why were they not in the generations, in the people before you, such persons which Allah Ta'ala has described as أُولُو بَقِيَّةٍ. بَقِيَّةٍ in Arabic actually means remnants, something that is left over. But here it refers to people of wisdom that were left over. There was these communities, Allah had sent Anbiya alayhim as-salam. The Nabi would use every skill that Allah Ta'ala had given him, his passion, his love, his desire for his people to invite towards Allah. Then the people resisted, they rejected. Now obviously in each community we will find this everywhere, whether it is the villages of the east or the far east or wherever in our own midst, there will be a few people in the community that will have intelligence. They will understand that these are Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and they should, and they had accepted these Nabis of Allah Ta'ala. So why were they not engaged in also this work of propagation, this work of transmission, this work of tabligh? And why did they not then stop the people from their wrongdoings? And this is the point that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing out in this ayah. So where were these people? Why were they not engaging in all of this? Yanhauna anil fasadi fil ard. That these ulu baqiyya, that they could have stopped the people from corruption on the earth. And another, Allah Ta'ala says, illa qaleela, except there were very few of this ulu baqiyya that had done this work. And Allah Ta'ala says, mimman anjayna minhum, and they were from those who we had saved with the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that each community will have those people of wisdom. And it is a direct message to us that when we can see right from wrong, when Allah has given us that power of discretion, then we should tell the people what is right, we should tell the people what is wrong. Hadith Shah Sahib Rahimahumullah has written in the tafsir of this ayat that if there were more people engaged in the work of inviting people towards Allah, the work of tabligh, would the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and if they could have attracted others, there would have been more people that would have done good, Allah Ta'ala would have not destroyed nations. But because there were more people doing evil, that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed this people. Now, that was one group of people. What was the other group of people? وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Those people who had committed zulm, who were transgressive, what did they pursue? They pursued ma utrifu fi, that luxury, that wealth, that opulence that Allah Ta'ala had granted them. Wa kanu mujrimin, and they had become mujrimin, they had become sinners. From here it is very clear that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives us, it is a ni'mat of Allah. Let us engage and use the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and let the ni'mats of Allah draw us towards Allah rather than we engage in these ni'mats of Allah and turn away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.